Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. I didn't realize that in America we had a royal family, but apparently we do. And the prince is named Hunter Biden because the prince apparently can do no wrong. He lives by a different set of rules and guidelines than you and I, especially if you are a minority, which I will talk about coming up. As you know, Hunter Biden has been found to have committed some crimes, but don't worry, the prince of the United States of America, he's going to get a slap on the wrist and a hug. In fact, we have the first audio now from his father talking about this. And his father was at a meeting on artificial intelligence. To the right, Gavin Newsom was sitting next to him. And you can hear a bunch of the media yelling at him questions after he told the media to leave the room. What did he say?
I'm very proud of my son.
There it is. A proud father, the king. Right, of America, talking about his prince son who plays by a different set of rules. I'm very proud of my son. It's the same man who lied to you and said he'd never spoken to his son about his business dealings. We know that's a lie. He said that his son had not committed any crimes. He'd done nothing wrong, right? Smartest guy he knows. But hey, it's relatable because everybody has kids that make mistakes. So would you be mad at Joe Biden for saying he's very proud of his son? No, because if you are mad at him, you are a terrible person, probably worse than Hunter Biden. So there it is. I'm very proud of my son. Let's move on. After a 5-year fake investigation with the only two crimes they could find to charge him with, it didn't connect him to the corruption of his father. He said this at an event in California after Hunter Biden agreed to plead guilty to 2 federal tax violations and 1 violation of a gun law, which he will never go to prison for. It was the president's very first remarks on camera addressing the charges, which Republicans describe as part of a sweetheart deal that allowed Hunter Biden to avoid more serious charges and to avoid jail time. It also did not open up the White House to any issues. According to the messenger, First Lady Jill Biden ignored a shouted question about the plea deal during an event at the White House on abortion. White House spokesman Ian Sams said in a statement, the president and the First Lady love their son and support him as he continues to, quote, rebuild his life. So let's just make a Lifetime movie about him, right? Because this is an amazing individual, isn't it? Now, there are also conflicting reports about whether the plea deal includes an end to all federal investigations into Hunter Biden because the media certainly reported it that way. The media said this is it. NBC News said a global investigation lasting 5 years has wrapped up. Hunter Biden's attorneys put out a statement that they said this puts an end to the issues with Hunter Biden, meaning everything has all been encapsulated and it's all done. When we're talking about everything, we're talking about taking bribes from Burisma. We're talking about getting people fired, prosecutors in that government holding $1 billion in American loans back so that they could fire that individual that was looking at Burisma. We're talking about taking money from the Russian oligarchs who've still not been sanctioned by the United States of America. The former mayor of Moscow's wife giving millions of dollars to the Biden crime family. We're talking about millions and millions of dollars coming in from the Chinese Communist Party, from energy deals in China. We're talking about billions of dollars in loans. We're talking about not registering as a foreign agent. We're talking about sex trafficking, human trafficking, drugs, massive amounts of drugs, all caught on tape, which would certainly be more than the minimums. The drugs that we saw in those videos, which would include him being charged in theory, right, with dealing, all that, they're saying, gone. The U.S. Attorney for Delaware, David Weiss, said in a statement, the investigation, quote, is ongoing. Yes, ongoing, meaning it is not wrapped up. The media not telling you that. However, there's also a Politico report citing a person familiar with a plea deal that said it intends to be a comprehensive resolution of Hunter Biden's potential legal liability in all matters investigated by federal authorities. Quote, those matters include allegations that have been leveled against him in recent years and his business dealings with his well-compensated post on the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma amounted to corruption and violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act, the report said. This is the end of it, the person said to Politico. That, contradicting the U.S. Attorney for Delaware, David Weiss, who said in a statement the investigation, quote, is ongoing. Now, Hunter Biden's plea deal with the United States Attorney, David Weiss, appears to exclude the $10 million bribery scheme with Burisma. That does not count anything going on in China. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden's attorney, Christopher Clark, signaled the plea deal meant that his client could, quote, move on. It is my understanding that the 5-year investigation to Hunter is resolved, Clark said. I know Hunter believes it is important to take responsibility for these mistakes. It's the same attorney that said he'd never committed any crimes and never done anything wrong. Now the same attorney is telling you it's important to Hunter to take responsibility for these mistakes he made during a period of turmoil and addiction in his life. That's exactly how I told you they were going to play this out, right? He's a poor soul. He was an addict. We're proud of him. He came out of this, and the family abused his addiction. I also want you to understand about the soullessness of Joe Biden and Jill Biden, right? Dr. Jill Biden. They knew, and James Biden, the brother, they all knew the entire time that they were abusing a drug addict. They knew that they had an alibi for the drug addict if he was caught, which he was. And the alibi was he's an addict, so feel sorry for him. There's many people that deal with addiction issues, but most people, by the way, they're dealing with addiction issues. They're not doing deals with the Russians, with the Romanians, and with the Chinese Communist Party to make millions and millions of dollars. What the Bidens understood is that they could get him to do these deals and then he wouldn't be held accountable because they had an alibi. And it worked out flawlessly. Quote, it's my understanding that the 5-year investigation of Hunter Biden is resolved, his attorney said. He wants to take responsibility for these mistakes he made during a period of turmoil and addiction. He looks forward to continuing his recovery and moving forward. So there it is. You can't rail on the prince here, right? Why would you rail on the prince? The prince is not allowed to be talked about in a negative way. He is looking forward to continuing his recovery, and I love my son. How can you criticize a dad who says after Father's Day, he loves his son? If the president of the United States of America truly loved his son, he wouldn't have abused him the way he did, taking advantage of an addict to get him to do the dirty deeds the family needed him to do to make millions and millions of dollars in income. As James Comer put it, 30 million plus is what he believes they're going to find in transactions going to the Biden crime family. Now, Hunter Biden plea deal, again, it excludes the $10 million bribery scheme altogether from Ukraine. Did they bring in a bunch of people to interview them on this issue? From what we understand, no. They looked the other way. Hunter Biden's deal with his United States Attorney David Weiss appears to exclude the alleged $10 million bribery scheme an FBI informant documented and what Weiss reportedly obtained from the former Attorney General Bill Barr. Hunter Biden agreeing to the two counts, zero jail time. I'll say it again, zero jail time. Now, the decision of whether to ultimately charge Hunter Biden was up to the United States Attorney David Weiss. In March, Attorney General Merrick Garland said he would personally have to authorize any potential charges against Hunter Biden. So to be clear, Hunter Biden's charges came through the Biden White House and Merrick Garland. And notably, the plea deal with Weiss appears to exclude any charges related to the bribery scheme in which Hunter and President Joe Biden accepted $5 million each from a Ukrainian energy company executive, according to an FBI informant file reviewed by the House Oversight Committee, and that just happened. To be clear, this five-year investigation, you want to know what happened in the last month? Well, in June, former Attorney General Bill Barr said the informant file was sent to David Weiss during the Trump administration. At the time, Weiss had an ongoing investigation into Hunter Biden. Quote, I was sent to Delaware for further investigation, Barr told The Federalist. Senator Marsha Blackburn ripped the Justice Department for appearing to ignore the bribery scandal, saying this, quote, if the DOJ thinks this dismisses the $5 million alleged bribery scheme or the years of reported Biden family corruption, they are mistaken. According to a recent poll, 83% of voters believe the FBI should make public its informant file that alleges Joe Biden accepted a $5 million bribe from the Ukrainian oligarch. In addition, a majority of voters believe Joe Biden took the $5 million bribe. But again, none of this plea deal dealt with any of that. So to recap for you, the man in charge of our government, Joe Biden, was able to fix it again for his son. Something he's been doing for, what, 50 years now in government? Lied to you about talking to his son about business dealings. Lied to you about his son committing crimes. Lied to you about what happened in Ukraine. Lied to you about the money coming in from China. Lied to you about the Russian oligarchs. And there's something else about the Russians. I want to bring this up again. The Russian oligarchs that gave millions to the Biden crime family have been excluded in every single round of sanctions against Russians with their invasion of Ukraine. This is the former mayor of Moscow's, this family. They have direct, close friendships, tight ties to Vladimir Putin. Why have they been excluded from this list? Because they paid off the Bidens. Let me also tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Have you been saving a long time for retirement? Well, if you have, you've probably been really stressed out over the last year with interest rates have been skyrocketing, inflation issues, bank failures, and people that have actually lost some money in their retirement accounts. If you aren't invested and diversified in gold, you should check out Augusta Precious Metals. Augusta Precious Metals, they're just different. They'll even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you the facts about gold and precious metals. It's all about protecting your IRA and protecting your 401k in this crazy economy. And it's so important if you're in retirement or close to retirement because there's no time to make up losses. Now, if you've had those losses, you know what I'm talking about. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide that they'll send you. And they'll do a one-on-one conference with you to talk about your financial portfolio. Both are filled with economic insights, and their gold IRA info will give you peace of mind of knowing that, hey, you can protect your hard-earned dollars. 877, the number 4, gold IRA. That's 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Or 877, the number 4, gold IRA. There is now anger and rage coming from many who are in prison, who were put into prison for the same exact crimes. Many of them got prison time for doing less than what Hunter Biden did. There are a lot of people that are angry, specifically in the minority community, African-Americans, who are furious over the double standard with the law. Yet Hunter Biden will not spend a single moment in jail. Late last night, I sat down with Senator Ted Cruz to do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz, and I wanted you to hear what he had to say about this morning, because a lot of what we talked about was so good. And look, if you want to hear the entire conversation, you can download Verdict with Ted Cruz wherever you get your podcast. But I want you to hear an excerpt of me asking him his initial reaction to this indictment of Hunter Biden, because it is a joke. Not only that, how much the media is covering this, because they know they're covering good news. Take a listen to what Senator Ted Cruz and I had to say late last night.
Well, Ben, I think you're exactly right to be angry. This is incredibly disappointing. Yesterday was a very sad day for the rule of law. It was an outrageous day. And it's worth breaking down what happened, because I think it was three things simultaneously. I think it was cronyism. I think it was camouflage. And I think it was corruption. Now, let me break it down, because, and let's say at the outset, what happened yesterday with the Hunter Biden indictment is exactly what this podcast has been telling listeners was going to happen for months. We have said this over and over and over again, that yesterday was going to happen, and it was going to play out exactly as it did. Let's start with the cronyism. So Hunter Biden has committed crime after crime after crime. And the Biden DOJ was in a hard position because the Hunter laptop laid out the evidence of his crimes. He had videos of himself committing those crimes. And so they were forced to do something. The reason it's cronyism is if Ben Ferguson did what Hunter Biden did, if I did what Hunter Biden did, if anyone not named Biden did it, if his name was Hunter Smith, he'd be doing hard time. He would be going to jail. The end result of this plea deal is that Hunter Biden pleaded guilty to two counts of willful failure to pay tax because he failed to pay about $1.2 million on his 2017 and 2018 taxes. That's a lot of taxes. And then secondly, the Biden DOJ filed a charge of possession of a firearm by a person who was an unlawful user of a controlled substance. Mind you, Hunter videoed him doing this, so they were stuck with this problem. But for that, he entered a probation and diversion program that it is very likely he will serve not a day in jail, and he's required to stay drug-free for 24 months and agree to never own a firearm. That's not a deal your typical defendant could get. If you're a kid in Chicago who does the same thing, you're doing jail time. This was cronyism, but the cronyism is not the most outrageous thing. And I got to say, if you watch the TV coverage, if you watch Fox or Newsmax or the various conservative outlets, they're mostly focusing on the cronyism. And that, and the cronyism bothers me. It's not fair. But it's the least concerning part of what happened yesterday. Because the second part of it is camouflage. And again, we said this at length on this podcast. I have said for months, Merrick Garland is going to indict Hunter Biden. Why? Because he needs to mask, he needs to cover up his partisan vendetta against Donald Trump. And there's a beautiful symmetry to saying, I'm not partisan. I indicted a Trump. I indicted a Biden. See how even-handed I am. So the biggest purpose behind this is to give Merrick Garland a fig leaf to pretend that he's not being political and biased. But actually, I say that's the biggest purpose. That was a misstatement. There's an even bigger purpose, and that is corruption. Now recall, as we said at length on this pod, why do we care about Hunter Biden? Listen, Hunter Biden the guy has led a troubled life for a long time. He struggled with substance abuse. He's had a life where he's made dumb decision after dumb decision after dumb decision. Everyone has friends or family members who've struggled with substance abuse. This is something we all understand. And by the way, it's the White House's chief spin now is, gosh, he's a troubled soul. He's agonized with these demons, but you ought to have empathy. That's what his lawyers were saying today. You ought to have empathy for him for these demons. Look, the reason the news is covering this, the reason we're talking about this on the podcast is not because of his personal tax problems or even drug problems or gun problems. The reason it matters is because Hunter is directly implicated in official corruption by the President of the United States. And the tell, the key indicator, as you and I discussed months ago, is if this indictment focuses on tax issues and gun issues that are personal to Hunter, that can be explained by his being a troubled soul, what they are doing is covering up the mounting evidence of corruption by Joe Biden, of Joe Biden being complicit in Hunter selling access to daddy to foreign players for millions of dollars. And that's exactly what this plea agreement is all about. Is there's nothing about Joe Biden, nothing about the big guy, nothing about Burisma, nothing about communist China. It's just a poor, sad sack who has a substance abuse problem. And this is all about covering up for Joe Biden.
Now, to be clear, we all know who the big guy is. It is the President of the United States of America. And if you notice, every single thing that has happened to Hunter Biden insulates and protects the White House at all costs. It protects the hierarchy. It protects the family. It protects the Biden crime family members. It protects, most importantly, the presidency under Joe Biden's leadership. They wanted to make sure that whatever they charge Hunter Biden with could not be connected to crimes committed by the President of the United States of America. These are basically the only two crimes out of a list that is, I would argue, sheets at pages after pages long of crimes that he has committed. These are the ones they had to find that had nothing to do with him. Now, I also said a moment ago, and I'm going to say it again, there is a racial aspect of this that the White House did not see. A response from many in the African-American community that are enraged by this double standard. There are people that are sitting in jail for years right now for doing the same crimes that he is getting a plea deal and will not spend a single second in jail. The fact that there, one of these deals, the gun charge, for example, we have hardcore evidence of Hunter Biden from his laptop doing drugs, hardcore drugs, during that time when he bought that firearm. If anybody else, you, anyone listening, they had this evidence against you, you would be in prison for a significant period of time. There are people that have done the same issues with their taxes that have gone to prison for serious periods of time, specifically minorities, many of them famous.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's
the
thing. That's
the
problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
right.
And then you get into
it,
as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I just got to remind you of also something else. Do you remember how the Democrats on the Biden bribery probe, remember how they were, they're all about no one's above the law? Just kidding. They have no problem with the Democrats playing by a different set of rules than the rest of us. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden play by a different set of rules. If you're African-American in this country and you do what Hunter Biden did, you're going to prison. Doesn't even matter if you're famous. There's a long list of African-Americans who've gone to jail in this country for the exact same crimes that Hunter Biden committed, that he was charged with. He will not see a moment in jail. But if you remember, and you want to know the hypocrisy here, Democrats on the on Donald Trump, they were obsessed with no one is above the law. Well, how come they're not obsessed with it when it comes to their own party?
The idea that no person is above the law is a bedrock principle of American justice.
No man is above the law, no matter what the crime.
And I agree with you. No man is above the law. No person is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one's above the law.
No one is above the law.
No man is above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No man is above the law.
He has to be held accountable. He's not above the law.
No one's above the law.
Either that nor any other title puts you above the rule of law.
No one is truly above the law.
That is what it means to have a rule of law. That is what it means to not have a king.
They're not above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
Everyone will be treated, as Merrick Garland has said, as, you know, equally.
Well, that no one is above the law, which is foundational.
No one is above the law, even a former president.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
No one is above the law.
The law is the law, and no one should be above it.
Yes, nobody is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one else is above the law, including a president.
Nobody is above the law. You can't have two justice systems in America. It has to be one justice system. And anybody who breaks the law should be held accountable.
And that no one is above the law.
No one is above the law, and our president is not above the law.
I always thought that this country, that no one was above the law.
Especially the president. Well, here's what we know. That's what the media says. That's what Mike Pence says in reference to Donald J. Trump. No one's above the law, right? But with the Biden crime family, ha, ha, ha. Oh, no, it's a little bit different now. Yes, yes. A little bit different. This is incredible to see what happens here. Representative Jim Himes calls for the FBI to learn, quote, from its mistakes now. What does that mean? Listen.
We have had, both in the Clinton investigation, the emails, and of course the Crossfire Hurricane investigations, and very recent past, very, very sensitive investigations. Who knows where we'll go in the future, but we know that we have to learn from the mistakes made in these investigations to make sure that Americans can have confidence in both the prosecutorial power of the federal government and in their elections.
I think it's pretty clear that what Democrat Representative Jim Himes saying, calling for the FBI to learn from its mistakes, is a classic example of, all right, well, we need to learn from our mistakes. However, we're not going to fix any of the people we let go. We're not going to fix what happened right here at all. Joe Scarborough, on the evidence of Hunter laundering bribes for his dad, there was no crime there, right? They've already said, see, he's innocent of that. Everything's fine. This never happened. They put on MSNBC this morning. Everything's good. There was a panel this morning on CNN about this. John Avalon said Hunter Biden's taxes and gun charges really place violators in jail, unlike people who take home classified documents. saying, implying, making it clear that Donald Trump should be in prison, even though Hunter Biden's not going to prison. You notice now how they're saying, see, the justice system's equal. A guy by the name of Biden got indicted. Trump got indicted. We've got Biden. He's going to do, you know, his deal. He's going to plead guilty. Never go to prison. Now it's time to turn on Donald Trump. And don't forget, that's what this really is all about. This is all about trying to take out Trump so he cannot be the president of the United States of America. And they indicted Joe Biden to make sure they could say, see, the law is equal before we try to hammer Donald J. Trump. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.